Sybil, our next guest on the show is Tasha Robinson White. She's Floyd Mayweather's former assistant, and she's written a book. Good morning, Tasha.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you all?
I'm good. I was excited when I heard that you had written a book. I thought this was a tell-all book, Right Hand to the Champ, 13 Lessons That Changed My Life. But it's not really a tell-all, is it?
No, not at all. And before we start, can I just clear something up?
What's that?
Really quick. I was not ever Floyd's assistant. I was either the Mayweather, I was the CEO of Mayweather Music and the founding president of the Floyd Mayweather Foundation and the right hand to the champ. And I need to clear that up because Floyd has several assistants right now, and I don't know what their job duties are, but what I did was a little bit different, and I wanted to make sure that everyone listening knew that Tasha was not limited to just being an assistant.
I was
CEO of Mayweather Music and the founding president of Floyd Mayweather Foundation.
Okay. How long did you work with Floyd, and how did you come to work for him?
It was about 12 years, and I started working with Floyd in the late 90s. We met at, he came to an event that I actually was doing. It was a Billboard Music Awards after party, and we slightly said hi and bye at that time, and then about a month later, we actually were formally introduced, and he just told me at the time, "You about to come work for me." And I kind of laughed at him, and we kind of, you know, danced around the whole situation for about a year, and then he actually kind of put something in play.
What happened? Why did you leave?
Why did I leave? Well, there were several things. I outgrew the situation, you know, I chose my family and my dignity, you know, over the money.
So there
were a lot of things that were going on in the environment that I felt were becoming more unhealthy me and my lifestyle.
What happened that made you decide that it was unhealthy for you?
Well, there was a situation that went on in the book, Right Hand to the Champ, with 3, Joe. I think I mentioned that. Did you guys read the book?
Yeah, I did see about 3, Joe, but just for people who haven't had a chance to see it yet.
Well, there was a boy got duped out of $15 million. And I was basically a witness to all the whole situation. And the first person that initiated the situation or actually introduced him to the actual con man was the guy that approached me first. So when everything actually kind of filled out, not Floyd, but his advisors were somewhat trying to deflect, where I felt like Floyd should have took ownership, and they didn't want him to take ownership, although he did tried to take ownership, but they were trying not to allow him to take ownership. And, you know, they were kind of, I felt like they were going to try to deflect on me. And I was not about to have that. I mean, there was life before Floyd and there will be life after Floyd. I had to walk away with my head held high.
Were you ever fearful? Because I know in the book, you know, people asked you, did you tell Floyd you were going to write this story? And you said yes. But were you ever fearful in telling your story that there would be some retribution?
No, not at all. Floyd is no threat to me at all.
Wow. The reason why I asked that is because, I mean, you did tell of some things that, you know, would make one scared about what could happen to you, either physically or as far as your career is concerned, no?
Well, you know what? I told the truth. And, I mean, I feel like when you tell the truth, you know, your creator has your back. You know, I spoke about things. However, I also talked about the lessons that I learned. So I had to tell you what was going on so that I can go back and explain why I wrote these lessons. And, you know,
what is your relationship with Floyd today?
We're cool. I just spoke with him maybe a week ago. My brother, my son, and my 2 nephews actually went to the gym and watched him train last Monday. I mean, we're cordial.
But how are you cordial with a man who, because of your financial dealings with him, the IRS shut down your bank accounts, and there were a lot of other things that, you know, as far as finances were concerned, I still might be a little testy.
Well, because, first of all, Floyd is not, I mean, Floyd makes the money, you know, but he has another team that is actually dealing with the IRS, and I realize that personally was not Floyd's intentions. He didn't know what was going on with that money situation. However, yeah, there are some reasons why I could be angry with Floyd. I couldn't talk to Floyd or whatnot. But that's just not the type of person I am. You know, at the end of the day, people make mistakes. I made a mistake. We both made mistakes. And we were to grow from those mistakes and learn from those lessons. You know, am I bitter? No. Am I better? Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, Floyd is the best at what he does, and I'm the best at what I do, and I'm moving on. I'm not afraid. I mean, people that know Tasha, and I believe there are people out there that truly know me, my work ethic, and know me when I was working with Floyd. Well, that
who are you working with? Who are you working with now?
Actually, I'm just working on a couple writing projects. I'm pretty much an entrepreneur and building with my family at this point. There's a lot that went on in my life in the last, 8 years. So I'm just reflecting. I'm writing. I'm working with the Lindy Studio currently doing public relations here in Las Vegas. And that's a really big studio. And
are you going to the fight?
I'm not sure.
Well, you have to pay for the ticket.
I've been comped since I stopped working with Floyd a couple times for the fight. So I'm not worried. Either way, it's going to be a good fight. And
well, congratulations,
I'm sure.
Tasha Robinson-White, and your book.
Right Hand
right
to
hand
the Champ.
To the champ.